Prologue. Why does the world need another book about Christian answers? It seems like everywhere you turn, someone is claiming to have all the answers for any and all of life's problems. But I have to say, even with all of the resources out there today, I personally have struggled to find answers that make sense of my deepest questions about life and God. Because of this, for decades now, I have searched and looked and studied, all with the aim of answering my own questions, much less those of other people. And like so many people I have known over the years, I began this journey with absolutely no clue where to begin, what to do, or even which questions to ask. While I had at least some exposure to the church and basic Christian doctrine growing up, by my high school years, church and God were simply an irrelevant part of everyday life. In the meantime, I did whatever it was I was supposed to do, which for me was to pursue an education and a career. Personally, this meant, as was my family tradition, I would do whatever it took in my quest to become a success, including countless hours of study and efforts to open as many doors as possible. Pursuing a career without God, though, would soon prove to be a frustrating, if not futile, exercise. Like everyone who goes about life without addressing ultimate questions, I found myself in that all-too-familiar abyss of self-doubt, meaninglessness, and depression. While it was true that I had visions of becoming someone great, underneath my work was the hollow feeling of emptiness. Was this truly all there was or would be to my life? Was this it? And the irony of ironies was all my efforts to become successful, find meaning, and discover answers was actually driving me to frustration. It was making things worse, not helping. Put another way, the irony was that the very pursuit of success, obtaining what I really wanted, and becoming proficient in life was in fact driving me to ultimate questions that my own life pursuits could not answer. And it was depressing. So I began to look elsewhere. And I looked, and I read, and I asked, and I studied. And ultimately, I came to believe the answers I was seeking would never be found in success, career, or work. Rather, they would only be found in God. So I accepted him, and it was good. But in truth, it was not good enough. I went to church, I looked into Baptist, Catholic, Methodist, and television churches too. I pretty much ran the gamut, yet still, my questions were not answered. I've always been perpetually plagued by the same question my 5-year-old son continually asked me. Daddy, how come? That was me. And I guess, even to this day, that is still me. My assumption is that deep down, all of us want to know, Daddy, how come? It's just that we often don't have a clue where to start. Which leads me to this book. Why another book providing answers? My experience is that there simply are not many resources that provide accessible yet critical answers to our toughest questions. Understand, this book is only intended to be a primer. It is intended to spur you to personal reflection and hopefully more in-depth study in the future. For now, though, my goal is not to get complicated. You will not find many references, scholarly citations, or links for further study. Instead, it is my goal to make these answers as easy as possible, as logical as possible, yet as profound as possible. Jesus was a master at this, offering truths even a child can understand. Yet when you dig under the surface of those truths, they are so complex, even PhD dissertations are surface waves compared to the deep currents that ride underneath. In finding answers, I owe more than I could ever recognize to Adam Hamilton, Church of the Resurrection in Leawood, Kansas. Personally, I believe he is one of the best, if not the most profound Christian apologist in the world today, both in the pulpit and in print. Other brilliant thinkers who have influenced my own study are C.S. Lewis, especially Mere Christianity, Lee Strobel, all his Case for studies, and Josh McDowell. To them, I am eternally grateful. My prayer for you is that this study helps you as much as they have helped me.